people. It's another beautiful Sunday. I'm here with the lovely hungover Kim Smith. And I am not here with the supposed to be a second guest today, Toby Pett, who I think is getting laid right now, because otherwise there's no other acceptable excuse than him getting laid right now.
Good morning, Gloucester. Yeah, we miss Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toby, he was, you know, he's probably, after last week, I think what it was, he was wearing that slimming little black number.
I know, and you were telling ladies that he was a...
Well, he's a lady killer. he's looking svelte. The black number.
Well, maybe somebody was listening.
They don't have to listen. Just the way he struts down the street, you know, he is a very...
Well, I'm hoping that he'll come along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pop in the middle. I hope so too.
Okay.
Did you trip over Bobby Bobskill on your way into the...
No.
You didn't trip over him?
No.
Bobby Bobskill's been here for the last 3 or 4 days. He showed up after a 4-year hiatus. In jail. Yeah, he was...
Oh, he was in jail.
He was in the slammer. Yeah. Yeah. We did some great videos. In the beginning days of the blog, we did some great videos with for all intents and purposes, I guess he's homeless because he sleeps in the back of his vans, and I don't know what kind of rig he's got this time, but he's got some young broad with him this time.
Yeah, I met them both. They were sitting at the dock the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he drunk?
Did he have
the Miller High Life kind of effervescence?
I didn't get that close.
About him? No.
I didn't get that close.
He actually looks better now, you know, this is probably 6 years later from the first time we videotaped him, than he did back then. He's missing a few more teeth, but he looks better. He's got his act together.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. There's less Miller Lite cans in the parking lot the last couple of days than it was when he used to come here, and when you open the door to wake him up in the morning, and all it was like you couldn't script it any better. It would tinkle out, clink, 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 right onto the ground. But yes, Bobby Bobskill is back. The adventures, the chronicles, the Bobskill chronicles are back, and there's always a story with Bob. So I don't understand. He's got this girl with him. And I'm guessing she's 38, 39?
She looked like about that age. 38,
39,
yeah.
Maybe 40,
yeah.
38,
yeah.
Not over 40.
No, she didn't seem...
And how old would you peg Bob at? 67? 65?
Yeah.
He's either... Yeah. Bobby is either 55 that looks like 70, or he's 7. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had very few teeth left, Bob. He must... You have to have a lot of Jello and a lot of mushy foods.
Foods, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Bobskill, the legend. He's back. Sad, bitter news. Jackie Hardy, who was really, really one of the best city councilors we've had. She was a great woman. She was... What I really respected about Jackie was how she was a politician, but she didn't play politics. I guess that's the way I would put it.
Hmm.
You know, she did great things for the city, and
very beloved. I'd only met her a couple times, but I'm very sorry for your loss and for all her friends and family's loss.
I mean, I haven't really hung out with her for a while because we got off of the block party.
You were in the block party together.
Yeah,
right?
But we were on the founding group of the block party committee people. But I know her family must miss her dearly,
very much,
and hopefully she's in a better place. You know, I just wanted to recognize her for being such a great woman and a great great asset to our city. Yesterday there was yesterday afternoon there was some crazy storms.
Oh, it was wild. It was beautiful. I don't recall ever seeing so much lightning, and for such an extended period of time.
Right.
It was just
Like, you know, bang, 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 bang. Yeah.
Yeah, we were at a wedding event at the Yankee Clipper Inn, sitting out under a tent watching the storm unfold. And it was very dramatic, very beautiful. And I kept telling the bride, well, this portends of good luck. Not to worry.
Way to put lipstick on a pig right there.
This is a good thing.
Yeah, okay. That's like when that's the same thing as when a seagull shits on you. No, it's supposed to be good luck.
Right, it's supposed, yeah, you,
same type of deal.
You told me that. It's supposed to be good luck. So.
Yep, that's right.
And but I did, you know, her husband is French, and she's from Montreal. But the reason why they got married in Rockport is they just love it here, and they envision living here full time in a couple of years. So.
Well, Nicole Schraft, she did a shout out to you. And I know you haven't seen this post yet, but yesterday she wrote about, she ran into like kind of a semi, not formal, rehearsal dinner type of deal at Halibut Point. Okay. And they were talking about how the connection between you two. Why don't you talk about a little bit about you, when you had your first book, right?
Right, when I wrote my book, O Garden of Fresh Possibilities, it was... she was at the book fair in Frankfurt, and she saw Frankfurt, Germany, and she saw my book there. And she was living in Montreal at the time, and her book J'adore New York hadn't come out yet. And so she contacted me after seeing my book, and then we became email friends and then blog friends. And she follows Good Morning Gloucester.
Really?
Yeah, she does, in Montreal.
What a wild circle that is, huh?
I know. So now, you know, I think we're going to be really good friends when she moves here year-round.
How old is she?
I don't really know. She was... she lived
in
Manhattan.
We shouldn't talk about that. Is that the kind of question you don't talk about?
No,
how old a woman
I really
is?
Don't know how old she is. She lived in New
is
York.
She close? Okay, let's put this way. Is she closer to your age, or is she closer to Nicole Schraft's age?
She's probably in the middle somewhere.
In the middle, okay.
Like, she was an attorney in Manhattan for many years, and then she quit her job and went to work in the publishing business with the goal of becoming an author. So she's had, you know, she had a longer career as an attorney. So
you were at her wedding, and where was the wedding?
The wedding was at the Yankee Clipper. The ceremony and the reception. It was a beautiful sit down dinner under the tent, not
the
under the
tent.
Stars. The leaky tent. But it was.
But the storm was basically going up that corridor, so it was all right in front of you.
Right. It was. Stunning. It was really stunning. It was beautiful. It was very, it was dramatic. Like, and we kept saying, it doesn't really, you know, because a batch of clouds would come in and say, well, it's probably just going to blow over because we don't really get this too much, this kind of thing. But it was, it was wild.
It kept going. In waves. like after that first one, like, oh, well, it passed. It was a quick moving storm.
Right.
And then, like,
then
20 minutes later,
then
it's like...
Then we reset everything up outside, and then it would start again, and we'd run back in.
Oh, it's one of those deals.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. It was very romantic. The whole ceremony was in French, and even though I only understood a fraction of it, you could tell they were just sharing joyful stories. It was beautiful.
Nice. Okay, here's a question. Are you the type of person that if there's a thunderstorm, you like to leave the windows open in the bedroom?
Oh, well, yes, and we left the windows open in our house last night before.
Oh, when you went to the wedding, left the windows open.
We left the windows open, and we had... Let's see. So at midnight last night, I was washing curtains and washing floors because it really came in from the side of the house that it doesn't usually come in. So, like, it, you know, magazines and books were strewn all over the floor. It looked like a hurricane had been through our house.
But, like, no, okay, say a regular thunderstorm without the kind of wind. Do you like to leave the windows open and listen to the rain?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah, I love it. I love the windows open. You know, I don't like to close the windows until like November.
Yeah, right. And like a crisp, so, if it's cold in your bed, I like a cold.
Yeah, me too. I think it's, I love to hear the night sounds and the early morning sounds.
The coyotes in East Gloucester are bananas.
The coyotes in East Gloucester are bananas.
It's like, I know.
The worst sound is the sound when they get a cat. That is really bad.
This is terrible.
Terrible.
I know, my poor. It's. they go, yeah, it seems like they revel in it, though. Bad coyotes.
Coyotes, let's not talk about coyotes.
I know, it's a no-win situation. I pulled a post this week.
Oh, you did?
I pulled a post, yeah. I was too tired. I was just like, I was in a bad mental place. It was 4:40 in the morning, and the bait truck had come, and I was... This particular truck, the trailer that they brought the bait down in, was not wide enough to accommodate two pallets of 4-barrel drums of bait on each one.
Okay.
So they had to jam them in side by side. So when they went in, they kind of interlocked.
Oh no!
So to get them out, there was me and the driver in the back of the truck, and there was about. It was like it was in the heat of last week, so there was the air was stagnant. It was about 85 degrees in the back of that trailer, and there was about an inch of herring blood in the bottom of the... So the decomposing fish emits this yeah. noxious kind of gas.
Oh.
And you have to breathe because you need... Because you're working so hard to pull these... You know, these pallets weigh about 1,500 pounds, and you're trying to dislodge them from the interlocking that they did with the other pallet in the back of the thing. So I wrote this post, and it was... the levels of hell, and it went hell, and then it went this. It was a picture of what I was trying to do, offload this truck.
No.
And then it was like all the people that I joke about with, and like, but they probably, you know, some wouldn't take it as a joke. You know, it was like hell, this, and then being stuck in a room full of feminazis and the sea shanty singers and the coyote lovers and the overly sensitive politically correct helicopter parents. And there was one other group.
Oh, I'm glad you
But it was like, you know, I was just like, I'm too tired to have to explain to these people that I'm just joking around. So because I was so aggravated and so tired that I was just like, I don't have the mental capacity to explain over and over again that we're just joking around.
Well, I think...
So I pulled the post.
I think you made the right choice.
Yeah, on that particular day. You know, if it was the middle of the winter, I probably would have left it up.
You would have had time to answer.
I would have had time to explain that I'm just joking around. And everybody... Couldn't have had such a mental hissy fit over it. But yeah, that was mine.
You have to save that one for this winter.
Yeah, I could repost it.
Right.
I could definitely repost it. Yeah. Yeah, but so as I was driving to work today, there seemed to be a lot of medium-sized limbs down on the roadways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was surprised because we didn't see that in Rockport, even though we were right there in the storm. But when we drove from Rockport to Gloucester late last night,
11 o'clock, there wasn't that much down on the ground.
Not in Rockport.
East Gloucester, there was.
Until we got to East Gloucester, there was stuff everywhere, all over the road. I'm going to I have to go. Birthday shopping this afternoon, but on my way I was going to stop at the Harbor Walk and just see what happened over at the Harbor Walk.
You don't get paid to attend that thing, but you put a lot of time in over there.
No, I don't get paid to take care of it. This is the first year that myself and the volunteers are looking after the garden, so we're just sort of learning and seeing what would be the best long-term.
You're over there watering. You put in an insane... Every time I call you, like, I'm at the Harbor Walk. I'm watering the thing. But they're all going to... My name is on it, and it's going to look like crap if I don't water it. So I got to go.
And also, especially Ed and Lynn Bird, they have been wonderfully helpful watering as well. So...
How about Lisa? Lise Breen.
Lise Breen.
She helped weed it one day.
Right. She helped weed. Catherine Ryan has helped weed. We've had a number of people who've helped weed and Deadhead. And although one thing I would like to say is, because people ask me about this all the time, and I've been meaning to write a post about it, we don't deadhead very much at the Harbor Walk. And, for example, I was telling the volunteers
explain for people like me that don't know what
deadheading means. Removing the spent flower heads.
Okay.
So, some things you have to help them to continue to rebloom, but other plants, so for example, just as I was telling a group of volunteers why we don't deadhead the coneflowers, because it's bird food. Like the goldfinches will come in and it supports a lot of the songbirds that are in our area. And just as I was saying that to the volunteers, three little brilliant, beautiful cadmium yellow goldfinches flew in and started feeding off the coneflower seed nice. Heads.
You're so, happy about that.
Yeah, I was very
you
happy.
You couldn't have scripted it any better.
Right, exactly.
Oh, nice.
It's like this other garden that's one of my clients, we get a lot of hummingbirds in there. And oftentimes a hummingbird will fly in just as the bride is looking at the garden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
I
didn't know if a boat was coming in.
No. Okay. I had a topic. I write notes so I can keep track of things.
Okay, what we're talking about. Okay.
No, So
at the Harbor Walk, yes, we're we don't do a lot of deadheading, and then this year we're just I'm trying to get a system going together with a group of volunteers and. Everybody who volunteered, I'm giving them a photo workshop on September 19th at the Harbor Walk. So,
very good. We'll give back.
So, a little thank you to my wonderful volunteers. Oh, and also I forgot, Amy Kerr has been also helping with watering. She's been really, actually very awesome and just a fun person to get to know and email about the garden and things like that. Yeah. She's really sweet.
People say a lot of nice things about her.
Yeah, her mom might be taking the class, because I don't think Amy can do it, but her mom is a...
Why is she disabled?
No.
Why can't she do it?
Amy isn't taking the class that day for some reason.
I don't know.
But her mom might take the class in her place. So we'll see. Anyways, I'm excited to give them the photo workshop because they've been so sweet.
So John McElhenney got a hold of me a couple of days ago.
Sorry, I couldn't go to that opening.
No, that was I got there with the girls. It was perfect. It was perfect.
Did?
The opportunity because I really didn't. Whenever I have the girls, all week long I'm trying to plan. Like I want to do the best thing I can possibly do. I want to show them the best time I could show them. And so generally by Wednesday, I know I have them on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'll know I have a plan ahead of time.
That's great.
I went into this weekend with no plan, and then John McElhenney had told me about the. But there's always something to do around here anyway. You don't really have to because there's always something to do. But John McElhenney had emailed me, said they were having the grand reopening of the Burnham's Field. So went there.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Whoa. Money well spent.
Right.
Like, you know how they allocate a certain amount of money for these different kind of projects? You're like, where the frig did they spend the money?
Right.
You're like, wow, this looks like they spent five times much more than what they actually allocated because it's just not just
beautiful.
A playground. I thought it was just a playground. There's a track that people can, like, a loop with people, which... Those type of loop tracks and stuff get people out of their house and people that are walking those loops will
they can measure their exercise.
They can also, like, when people see activity there and stuff, it's less like gangs of people like leaving trash behind and stuff like that. People take more pride in the area. But the playground itself, there's a ton of equipment. The basketball field court is fantastic. They did a ton of stuff there. So kudos. And I say this, it seems like every other podcast we're mentioning this guy's name, Steve Winslow. He's Healthy Gloucester Collaborative. I forget what his, if he's in the, I think he's under the umbrella of the community development, but it's a different, like Healthy Gloucester or Parks and Recreation. I'm not sure.
Sure, when is
But
it?
Whatever it is, right. Steve Winslow, as an asset to Carolyn Kirk's team is a huge, huge. We do not want to lose him. We want him around because his name is attached to all these awesome things that happen in town. Mm. Great guy, Steve Winslow. You can send your money. You know, my little money in
your
an envelope, right?
I wanted to go and film the opening, but I had another project that I was working on, so unfortunately I didn't get to go. But I'm so excited for them, and I bet it was wonderful. I hope was somebody there taking pictures.
I took a couple photos yesterday. I was there with the girls, I got a chance to take a couple photos. But it's worth if you're from East Gloucester, if you're from Magnolia. If wherever you're from, this is a park that's worth going to. There's a lot of equipment. There's a lot of swings. There's the monkey bars.
Or next time, if somebody's going over to Savor Wine and Cheese, they could just pop
there
over and see.
Segue coming up right here. The new Holy Cow that's reopening
right
under new management.
Oh. Well, aren't they smart to do it after the park opened like that? Wow.
That was not, I don't think that was part of the thing ahead of time. It was fortuitous for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I interviewed the guy yesterday, and it's not just going to be a coffee shop because he wants it to be sustainable year round. They're going to do coffees and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be coffees and specialty coffees and also ice creams.
Huh. Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Wow. Great. And also the Cape
Ward
Man,
two.
The Cape Ann Museum is not, you know, it's just like, that's like a nice little route. The Cape Ann Museum, Savor Wine and Cheese, Holy Cow,
the Hive,
the park, right, the
downtown, yeah. The Harbor Walk. I mean, it's all happening. I mean, we throw a dart anywhere. Gloucester is just, it's just, everything is blowing
up. I like that
up.
Expression, throw a dart.
Throw a dart. You can't miss. Right. You can't miss. It's, you know what I mean? Like everybody, you're at the carnival, you throw a dart, every balloon's a winner.
Right.
That's what's going on here. I mean, do you recognize
awesome.
That? It's
yeah.
Everything that's happening is Schooner Festival, this, that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh my God, some people, oh, so frustrating, the people that like, I don't even want to get into it. People that don't want people to come, didn't want to encourage people to come for Schooner Festival because there's already going to be too many people here.
Is that
the most backwards thinking you've ever thought in your entire life?
That's the craziest. When I read that, you alluded to that somewhere, I don't know, some post or comment. I was pretty stunned that people were actually saying that.
Are you kidding me? Like, how are these people... These are the same.
I don't want to get into it.
No. But speaking of coffee and the new coffee that's going to be at Holy Cow, I've come to the conclusion that women and men are not wired the same when it comes to coffee. Okay, when you go, if you go to, say you went to the Lone Gull,
right?
What's your coffee order?
I would have, in the summertime, I would have a decaf iced latte. With whole milk.
Of course you would. Of course you would, because you can't order a regular coffee because you're a woman, and women cannot order a regular coffee because it's going to cost $2 or less. You have to order the $7 coffee. So this is this is what I don't understand. Okay, so you can get a large regular coffee at. Do you know a large regular coffee at Starbucks is less money than a Dunkin' Donuts large coffee?
No.
It's cheaper.
Yes.
The second that you deviate from the regular coffee to anything with latte in it,
right.
the word latte, immediately doubles your price of your coffee. And I don't understand. What is it that makes a coffee taste 2.5 times better, because that's what it costs more, 2.5 times more better for a latte version of a coffee than a regular coffee?
Because it's all that wonderful foamy steamed milk that's just so yummy.
So steamed milk tastes better than regular cream?
Well, we're just, yeah, I think so, especially steamed whole milk. It just makes it fun, that little froth on the top. And
it makes it 2.5 times more fun.
Okay, well, do you want to know something really cheap that I do?
Yes, I want to hear.
I like the espresso at Dunkin' Donuts, and I know that you're not such a fan of Dunkin' Donuts, but
I probably would like their espresso, to be honest with you. I just don't like their regular coffee.
For $1, I get a shot of espresso. Like, say if I'm out filming in the morning, because I like the whole milk that I have at home, because it's organic whole milk. So I get one little shot of espresso for $1, and then go home and... this is after I've been filming for a couple hours in the morning. Go home, make my breakfast and make my own latte with their espresso. And it only cost me $1.
Well, cause plus the cost of your...
plus the cost of my milk. I know.
Pennies,
well, also,
yeah.
I learned this the other day that I had an...
But you're only getting a couple ounces of liquid, though. You're not getting a 12-ounce coffee.
People, listeners might want to know this because this was a surprise to me. At Dunkin' Donuts, after 12 o'clock, iced lattes are $2. Like a medium iced latte is only $2.
I'm not, I am not about pimping Dunkin' Donuts.
You like the, and I love
Lone Gull, Pleasant Street Coffee Company, Cape Ann Coffees.
I love them too. But you know what? I have to say this. like, I'm on the road a lot for clients, and if I want, like, a halfway decent coffee and a place to run in and use the bathroom or get a bottle of water...
I'm with you. I don't say I never go there, and to be honest with you, like, the dollar coffees at McDonald's... I like McDonald's. If I'm going to go with the chain coffee...
Yeah.
McDonald's is 100 times better to me than Dunkin'. Okay. I don't know. I do not understand how anyone goes to Dunkin' Donuts and spends $2.75 on a large coffee or whatever it is, as opposed to a dollar and I think it's better coffee at McDonald's.
Okay, well, there's this one highway rest stop that I have to go to. They have, like, Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's.
You should do a taste test.
I'll do a little taste test and see how the McDonald's coffee holds up.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting when the Holy Cow opens up next Saturday. The 13th is when they're shooting for.
Okay.
And so you get that. And
great.
This week, so you see, you have to go birthday shopping for anyone special?
For my special husband.
And,
it's his 60th birthday on Tuesday. And his parents are coming in tonight from Ohio, and we're having a birthday celebration at Duckworth and at our house. My daughter's coming home for just one night.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What a sweet thing.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She's so good. She's so sweet. So I'm picking her up in Boston Tuesday afternoon, and then we'll have a nice dinner. And my husband wants a new computer. He has just the most ancient computer you can possibly imagine, and, you know, he supports our family with writing and editing and ghostwriting, so it's time for him to get a new computer.
Has he decided what kind of Apple he's going to get?
Yes, he's getting the, I think it's the 15-inch with the retinal display.
Is it going to be a laptop?
MacBook Pro.
Oh, he's getting a laptop. Does he edit on a laptop now?
Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't use because you're a desktop.
Yeah,
person.
I have a desktop. He's total.
Laptop.
He likes the laptop a lot. He likes the small compactness.
It's interesting. I have a laptop at the house. I bought my iPad and I have my desktop at the wharf. I can't stand. Well, I'm not saying I can't stand. I 100 times more prefer working off of my desktop.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Because I think it's because we're dealing with photos and videos and stuff like that.
Real estate,
we're dealing with a mouse, physical mouse, as opposed to a trackpad.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and he's editing books or ghostwriting books, so it's 90% text for him.
I think that's a big difference.
Right, except for the, but he's also the editor for Renaissance Magazine. And but he has a graphic person, so he's only approving the photos and stuff like that. He's not
When you have to drag a corner or something like that, and it doesn't fit, or if you want to take a screenshot of something and it's not all in the frame because a laptop, everything's compressed. It's just no fun at all.
Right, but he's excited to get a new computer.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm excited to give him one.
Yeah. Well, is that going to ruin a surprise, or does he know
he's getting one.
Good.
He knows. You can't just get somebody a computer.
I know. That's like, I don't like people buying me clothes. I don't like people buying my wallets or watches or anything else, because to me, everything is very...
Well, he likes it when I get him clothes, too, so I might run out and look for a few things, too. So when I go
When you get clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know where you should go? I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you a great present suggestion.
Okay.
TBT Post downtown, they have those alpaca sweaters.
Oh, okay.
This is right in Tom's wheelhouse, because Tom's such a classic, like, not like when he was a punk rocker, but the way he dresses now is such a classic, gentleman. You know, he wears classic cuts and stuff like that. They have these alpaca sweaters,
V-neck.
Crew neck.
Okay.
They have V-neck as well, but feel as soft as cashmere. They have the same properties as cashmere. They have scarves for women made out of the same material, but they are just, and they're not over, they're not, like, a cashmere sweater would cost you like $150 for this kind of thing, like that camel hair color or the light tan or the grays, like classic sweaters. Right. He could wear this sweater 20 years from now.
Okay. I think he would, that's a really good tip, because he loves, like, V-neck sweaters in the in the wintertime.
Yep.
And he usually wears cotton ones because the wool are so itchy.
Right. No, so these are fantastic. These have the same properties as merino wool, which I only wear merino wool socks all winter long.
Okay.
And that TBT Post, great addition to Main Street. And they
all right, that's a great tip.
They have great presents for women. Scarves in, like, if you have a dress, right, or you know, off the shoulder dress, whatever it is, and you need a scarf to match it, they have like every shade of every color that would match.
And are they pashmina or alpaca?
They're alpaca, but they have that kind of like long hair, kind of
lightweight and floaty type of thing. Yeah.
It looks like cashmere, cashmere look. Like, you know those camel hair jackets? Like, you know what I mean? It's a kind of, I don't know how to describe it. Like, very rich, very classic, very traditional. But but the sweater, I think the scarves are like $20. I mean, it's a great gift for someone, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And but they look like they look like a $75 scarf for the $20. The sweaters, I think, are like between, I think they're set, but between $60 and $80, and they look like they're $150 sweaters.
Right.
Timeless.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Tom, you can thank me. All right, because I think he's going to really like this.
Okay.
All right. I was, the other day, I was picking out, do you use Redbox at all? Do you know what Redbox is?
Isn't it like a movie thing?
It is a movie thing. They have DVDs
I didn't know they still had like Redbox.
Yeah. So Redbox is this service where they have these little kiosks. You put your credit card in.
Okay.
There's a menu. It's just like almost like an iPad menu. You swipe through with your finger or whatever, and they have fresh run, you know, the movies that you'd get at a DVD store, but they don't have to have the big physical space of a DVD store. But what's surprising to me is the popularity of this, even though it's very convenient, it's very inexpensive. It's like $2 for a movie or something like that.
Right.
But like, it seems like every smart TV or every TV, if you have cable, you have the ability to rent a movie. I think when you rent through your television, it's $3.99 for a movie, and Redbox is $2 for a movie.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So maybe it's that. But if you keep the movie for more than one day, they charge you for the second day on Redbox.
Okay.
But the other day, there's Redbox hell, though. Let me explain Redbox hell to you. So the other day, I was going to get a movie, and there was a guy who's about my age, there was three young children with him. So I'm sitting there thinking, I was actually going to drop off a Redbox movie. I wasn't picking up I was dropping off Red. So you have to stick it in the slot, but you have to wait until the person in front of you is done. So he's got three kids trying to pick out
movies. Trying to pick out a movie.
So, so herein lies the Redbox hell. So I'm sitting there and I'm just patiently, I had gotten out of work and I didn't want to pay for the extra day. That's what it was. So, you know. So I'm sitting there and I'm sweaty. I'm exhausted. It's the end of the day. I'm really tired. I just want to go home. And there's this guy with the three bratty kids. And two of the kids are beating the shit out of each other. They're just pounding on each other. And the guy's trying to corral them. The other one is the girl with the geeky glasses on. She keeps pushing up her glasses. And she's trying to look on her tippy toes at the screen. She can't see the screen. They can't pick up. They can't agree on anything. So they finally agree on one movie. And I'm still patiently waiting to put my thing into the slot. But they're not happy with just one movie because it didn't satisfy the other two kids that were beating the shit out of each other. So they had to pick out a movie each for them. It was literally probably 15 minutes of tapping my toes and trying to not act aggravated.
You should have just paid for the extra.
I should have just paid. Well, at that point, you're committed. See, the problem is you're halfway in. You're 7 minutes in. You're like, can't last. It's a test of wills at this point. You're committed. You're like, I'm not walking away now. I'm not going to, because now I'm defeated. I have to pay half the thing. I'm not going. So yeah, it was Redbox. I was in Redbox.
And do you also have Netflix?
I have I do have Netflix,
we really like Netflix. Yeah.
I like Netflix, but now that I've had it for about a year, It doesn't seem like anything changed. It seems like the same movies. The same thing. So I don't. I'm a little soured on it. I was really up. I was huge up on it in the beginning, but it seems like there really hasn't been a lot of change.
They're not adding.
I don't think a ton of. Titles have changed.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting.
I mean, I do. I'm interested. You know what I'm really interested in, and I don't know if it works or not. I'm interested in the leaf, the antenna. Because they said that some people. They said that they still broadcast television over the airwaves.
Right.
That you can get you can get certain channels with an antenna.
Oh.
Like your local channels.
Right.
That you can't get with Comcast. I mean, with Chrome, Netflix or Hulu.
Right.
You can get through over the air broadcast.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what we have.
You have a cable box or not?
Only on one TV, one downstairs. We have like airwaves on the upstairs TVs. Like just like regular with an antenna.
You have an antenna?
Mm-hmm.
And you get local channels? So you don't pay a cable bill?
Only for the TV downstairs because it was too.
So so you get channels from your house. You get your local channels using an outdoor antenna.
Yeah. Do we have an antenna though? No, I don't think we have an. I don't think there's like any antenna on our roof or anything like that.
So
we just get it in over the airwaves like you always did.
Is there a cable? Is there a cable going into the back of that television?
Not the ones upstairs, only the ones downstairs.
Okay, the ones upstairs that don't have a cable going into it.
Right, they're just plugged in with antennas.
With antennas? So it does work.
Yes, yeah. So, and we don't get that.
If the Patriots are on Channel 7 today, you would get that?
Yes, in the upstairs TVs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the downstairs one too, because it has cable. But because it was so... Like, because our house is so old and they were going to have to run cable wires in a weird way through the house and stuff like that, we just said, well, we don't watch TV that much. And
Well, cable's like a fortune. It's like $160 for a couple cable boxes and internet.
I think Tom pays, like, we get minimal, so he gets CNN. So we pay like $20 a month cable.
Yeah, at Radio Shack, they'll let you take, they have these indoor antennas.
Okay.
And I imagine from where you are, you're kind of up on a hill,
right?
And you have an unobstructed kind of down pathway towards the outer harbor, towards Boston
view. Right.
Like you're not in the middle of a city with brick buildings around you or anything like that. So I imagine you're probably, because I asked the people at Radio Shack, like, does it work for, they go, it works for some people, but not
everybody. Not for others, right.
So it's interesting that it works for you in your location.
So we used to get more channels before they had the whole cable switch over.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get one or two PBS, Channel 4, Channel 7, and...
Not five.
Okay. Five.
What about Fox?
And sometimes Fox, I don't know, I don't watch Fox.
Oh, God, I know. But they do have sports on Fox.
Right. So I don't... I really don't know
I
about
refuse
Fox.
To watch Fox no, Sports because there are other people on Fox that are Republicans.
No, not that. It's just that Fox is just not on my radar screen, so...
okay. So it's not because of that, though. It's exactly because of that.
Oh, because of yes, it is.
You all watch sports on Fox because there's Republicans.
No,
because
it's
seen as a Republican thing.
No, I don't watch. I never see sports at all. So,
right.
But I don't watch it because they're so extremely right wing that I'm a moderate.
Okay, we're not
going
into. You're not a moderate.
I am a moderate.
You're not a moderate. Let's get this clear. You're not moderate.
Yes, I am.
You are so not a moderate.
I am so
You are
moderate.
So not... Name one thing that you're...
Fiscally conservative. I am very fiscally conservative, and I want very fiscally conservative people. That's who I would vote for, but I'm also... Social.
You would never vote for a Republican.
But
you would never vote for a Republican. You would never vote for a Republican.
I have voted for Republicans.
In the last 10 years?
No. The last Republican that I voted for was William Weld because I thought he was fiscally conservative.
Because he was about as waspy as you could get.
No, but
right in your wheelhouse.
No, he's fiscally conservative but socially liberal. And that's pretty much my... And progressive. And I
voted on both sides of the aisle. I consider myself a moderate.
And I do not consider you a moderate.
And
how about Bruce Tarr? Which he's a Republican.
Yeah.
I vote for him.
Huh?
I vote for him. first time.
You vote for him because he's the local guy. Please, let's not act like it. There's no one even. Does he even run against anybody?
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know. And that's not a slight against anybody that does run against him. I just don't know.
I don't know either, but I would vote for him. He's Republican.
That's why we don't do politics on this, because both of us are politics idiots.
But 10 years ago, I would be, because things are so extreme today, 10 years ago, I would have been considered a moderate.
Oh, I see. That's kind of true, too. Yeah.
Right. I would be considered a moderate. But things have become so...
people are so...
So pulling
crazy,
against... Yeah, just crazy that...
Polar.
Right. But it's become so polar that, I'm in the category. I realize that now I'm in the category of...
You are totally in the category. And I would say it would be very difficult for me to categorize you as anything other than a liberal.
For me, I'm proud of it.
There's good things about them. I think there's good things about both parties. I think there's some really terrible things about both parties, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem, and therein lies the problem, is that they have to go so far.
You and I always talk about these things, and we never get into arguments, and I always respect I always respect your viewpoint.
I'm not a dedicated Republican
either.
I would say on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being completely Republican and 0 being completely liberal, I would say I probably fall 7.
7.
A little bit more towards the right. But not like some people I know that
right.
like.
Well, I
and I would consider
I
you a three.
Like, I even feel like you're more like a five. You know, I feel like you're
maybe more like a six and a half.
I feel like
because
you have
really like those conservative like views on abortion and birth control. I think are bananas. And,
right.
But we really shouldn't talk.
Right.
About
we shouldn't
this
talk
kind
about
stuff.
This.
Yeah, we definitely should not. Talk about
okay.
Moving on
to cable. So anyway, so we. Get,
oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we get Channel 2.
So what is your bill? What is your bill for? Do you have a home phone?
See, I don't know because Tom does. He does everything. Everything's under one.
Oh, I understand.
You know, like,
but do you have a home phone?
Yeah, we have a landline too. Because
have you considered taking it?
Yeah, we have, but he needs it for work because he gets a lot of international clients.
Oh, okay.
For his ghostwriting
and
editing business. Like one day he'll be talking to somebody in New Delhi or Qatar.
Wow.
How do you say it? Qatar or Qatar?
I think Qatar is right.
I don't know. And I think it's, you say Qatar, but somebody who lives there is a Qatarian or something like that. So you get much better audio on a landline than you do on a cell phone. So
More reliable.
Right, because sometimes he's on the phone for 2 hours with a
client. Well, you know, it's funny because nowadays we rail against... I think it's crazy to have a home phone nowadays with how everybody has a cell phone. But... the way they've structured the cable bills now is like they punish you if you don't have it. Like it almost costs less to have a phone than not to have
a phone. Okay.
Because they do the bundles.
Right.
So like if you have like a moderate amount of cable channels and a decent amount of high speed internet, if you get the 3-pack with the phone, it's less money. They won't give you the new cable boxes, and the new cable boxes are bananas, by the way. My mom just got one. You know how the cable clickers that we've been using through Comcast for the past 20 years are like 1985 technology.
The
menus are archaic by today's standards. Now the new cable boxes, I think it's the Q1 or the X1. I think it's called the X1 box or something like that. It is, it's like 2014 technology, but they won't give you those boxes unless you sign up for the, you have to get a home phone, cable, and internet.
Wow.
So they're blackmailing you into that.
Wow.
And, but those boxes are pretty sweet.
So phone too, like they don't want you to have
Verizon. Say your cable bill was going to be $120 to have cable and internet.
Right.
It's like $135 to have it's so minimal to have a home phone nowadays that people are probably just, why they're holding on to
it. I should ask Tom, but I know that he has like, our phones are with Verizon and
Also, you have a Verizon package. You know, if you haven't changed things around, every couple of years, it's just like cell phones. Those packages are all are negotiable with your cable company. Right. And if you want to save some money, I know you can negotiate with those
people. I think we're only paying like $20. We have the minimal cable for our downstairs TV.
I bet you it's more than $20.
Because we just get CNN.
I know, but I bet you it's more than $20 is all I'm saying. Right. It's worth looking into.
Yeah, I'll ask.
Because if you have cable...
Yeah.
I mean, if you have internet as well,
right.
Your bill is probably still.
Okay, I'll ask him.
It's good thing to check into, and so if you're with Verizon, you should first of all you should never have a Verizon or a Comcast email address and use that for your email because then you get locked into it. You should use Gmail. Anybody that's not using Gmail, is bananas.
I have Gmail and Hotmail.
Right. Either one of those, because those are web-based, and you can go anywhere on any device and access your stuff.
Okay.
And when you're with Comcast, then you go away from Comcast, and all your mail goes away, and that's bad.
Wow,
so,
that's bad.
But the best thing to do is every couple of years renegotiate your
contract.
Call up Verizon if you have Comcast, see what they'll do for you, and then beat up Comcast. You know, with the thing. Because they will give you, and you'll have to sign a contract for a couple of years. But if you're not planning on going anywhere, it's going to be cheaper than what you're paying.
Okay.
That's your tip of the day.
All right. Thank you for that good tip.
Well, we try here.
And you know what? I moved away from the microphone, so.
I know. We need you speaking loudly.
I hope that I haven't faded out.
No, you're probably good. There's not too much ambient noise today. It's a little slow down the dock. But anyway, I think that's another podcast in the books. It was so nice to have you. I know you're hungover, and thanks for coming in. And Toby, I hope it was worth it. I hope she was a knockout and she knocked your socks off. For Kim Smith, this is Joey Shimataro, another podcast, GlosterCast, in the books.
Thanks, Joey. Bye.